Nanton, Lethbridge, the Innisfail Eagles kept up their perfect season record on the holiday weekend with a pair of convincing wins on the road. On Friday, February 18, the Birds made their first trip to the Tom Hornecker Recreation Center in Nanton as the Palominos had been playing their games out of High River. With their fans ready for some high-end Ranchland Hockey League, RHL, senior men's action, the Palominos and Eagles battled back and forth in the first period. The Birds' Colton Hayes potted the first 4 minutes in. The remainder of the period was kept tight in all zones before RHL leading scorer Quinton Lissaway scored with just over a minute remaining to give the Birds momentum into intermission. The second was much better for the Birds as Hayes scored a power play goal early. Lissaway put the Eagles up 4-0 midway through and Nanton replied quickly to bring the score to 4-1 as Bradley Forrest put one to the net past Eagles netminder Chance Clark. In the third, it was all Eagles as Lissaway scored his hat-trick goal 33 seconds in. Braden Crone, Levi Nelson and Nicholas Noseworthy rounded out the scoring in the third for the 8-1 win. Lissaway led the Eagles with a five-point night with 3 goals and 2 assists to earn the game's first star. On Saturday, February 19, the Eagles made the long trip to Lethbridge to face the Lightning at the Nicholas Sharon Arena. The Eagles got there early with plenty of time to prepare for this more heated rivalry and were able to watch their namesake Lethbridge Jr. Eagles pick up a win right before. But it was the main event that brought a lot of emotion to the table with these two teams in the battle for top spot. The Birds had their legs moving early and took it to Lethbridge right away. With his veteran presence, Brian Forsland found himself alone to bury the first one up top for the 1-0 lead just 3.5 minutes in. Joe Vandermeer replied with a laser through traffic for the 2-0 lead. Lethbridge regrouped and Keegan McDowell made it 2-1. Continuing from his explosive scoring for the Eagles the night before, Lissaway made it 3-1 and then 4-1 just 4 minutes after that with his 20th and 21st goals of the season. The Lightning's Keegan McDowell and Jarrett Metherill brought Lethbridge back as the teams went into the dressing rooms 4-3 after 1. The two teams went head-to-head with inspired hockey from both teams in the early half of the second period. Jordan Thompson expanded Innisfail's lead at 11:49 with a smart point shot, and Richard Kelly made it 6-3 closer to the 3-minute mark by shelving one upstairs on Lightning goalie Alex Sirard. Lethbridge would not bend though and Dane Opel surprised the Birds with a shorthanded marker by jumping out of the penalty box to put one past Chance Clark with 8 seconds left. The two teams went to the room at 6-4 Eagles. In the third, the Birds' Jordan Cullum scored a beauty weaving through the slot and using multiple players as a screen to give the Eagles their 8th goal. Lissaway scored his third at 11:23 to put the Birds up 8-4. Lethbridge replied later to bring the scoring to an 8-5 final tally. With the road wins in Nanton and Lethbridge, the Eagles now have a perfect regular season record of 13 wins and 0 losses. Lissaway picked up another hat trick and Brian Forsland lead the way with a 4-point night for the Eagles. The Eagles round out their road trip this week as they head to Siksika on Wednesday, February 23, and Fort McLeod on Friday, February 25. These games are rescheduled from the cancelled ones earlier in the season. The final regular season game for the Eagles is Sunday, February 27 at 1 p.m. as Lethbridge travels back for another rescheduled game.